informed about the state of racing with RSN's Racing Pulse.
This Saturday at Caulfield, what has quickly become one of the autumn's, I suppose, most enticing race days for owners and breeders is at the Victorian Owners and Breeders Race Day. With so much prize money on offer at Caulfield, we've got the $1 Million Showdown, which in its short introduction to racing has become a very popular race, and it's had some very nice winners in recent years, as you could imagine with the amount of prize money on offer. We've got plenty of other high prize money races, $500,000 Vobis size guineas on the weekend as well. And it just goes to show, for those who want to get involved in racing and breeding here in Victoria, it pays to buy Victorian with all of the subsidies and the bonuses that you can receive. And one person who knows about that better than anyone is the Victorian Breeders President, Thoroughbred Breeders President, James O'Brien, who joins me online this morning. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm well, thank you.
It's almost 10 years now that we've had the Victorian Owners and Breeders Race Day, which has proven to be such a phenomenal success.
Oh, it's been tremendous, and it's a great way to reward people that support Victorian breeding, the owners and all the connections. It's just grown into a really terrific celebration.
In Victoria, what's the Victorian breeding industry worth?
It just grows and grows with all the investment that's coming in. But we estimate around about $300 million to the state economy, which is just something that people really don't recognise. And it's throughout regional areas, throughout Victoria, which is really important to the state.
And also from a employment perspective, how many people do you think would earn a living out of the Victorian breeding industry?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of people engaged with the breeding industry. Our last figures from the studies that we were provided was 5,100 people are engaged. But of that, 1,500 are full-time employees.
And it seems to be growing and getting stronger, because we're getting the big names that are moving to Victoria, that are opening up studs, and there's none bigger than Yulong, who has such a huge footprint in Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, Yulong's investment into the breeding industry has just been outstanding, and it's terrific for Victoria, knowing that, Mr. Zhang has the confidence to support our state. We do have a great environment for growing horses, and the results as well on the racetrack are proving that.
So we hear a lot about Vobis, the Vobis schemes. Can you just explain to the listeners out there, a lot of whom will be owners, how much money is on offer if you own a horse that's eligible for these races?
Sure, you can earn in excess of $30 million beyond the prize money that's already in Victoria. And that's just a great incentive to buy or to breed to Victorian stallions. And that's made up in a number of ways, but if you purchase a Vobis horse and upgrade it, if it's by a Victorian stallion that's paid up to the program, you can earn vouchers. There's 250 races with $30,000 vouchers on them, and you're also eligible for an exclusive race, the Showdown that you mentioned before, the $1 Million Showdown, which is race this Saturday, and the $500,000 guineas. So just the incentive to purchase Victorian horses is phenomenal because of the Vobis program.
You can see the prize money that a horse like Bold Bastille, already she's won about $700,000. And if she wins the showdown, I should say, on Saturday, she'll tip over at about $1.3 million, which a lot of that is through this breeding scheme and the huge prize money that we have on offer. And for any owners, anyone involved on Saturday, doesn't matter if you've got a horse running or not, you can head to Caulfield and have free entry, and there's plenty of hospitality involved as well.
That's right, and MRC have been fantastic in helping support this program. It's going to be a great day out and great way to celebrate the Victorian stallions.
Are all stallions, this is an SMS that's come through, in Victoria involved in the Vobis breeding incentive scheme, or are there only certain stallions involved?
Yeah, most are, not all. It's the way that we raise the funds to do this is that each stallion farm each stallion tips in a service fee to the program. So we raise about $800,000 through that. And the stallions can choose whether they want to participate in the program or not. Most do. I think when you've got these incentives out there to be foolhardy not to if you're serious about breeding commercially in Victoria.
So I've just seen recently with the retirements of Cylinder and Golden Mile, they're going to be standing at Darley in Victoria as well. And there's
exciting.
There's a pretty amazing stat, read the first season sires that are based here as well.
Yes, well, if you look at Royal Meeting, he had the Blue Diamond winner in Hayasugi. Alabama Express, he's in the top five of the leading first season sires, and Pierrata is a sire of Coleman, who's just been extraordinary this season. So if you just the up and coming horse stallions through Victoria is very exciting, and I'm just looking at the ones that are the oldest of one now. So they went to stud in 2021. So next year there'll be two. You know, Giaf, Tagaloa, Wooded, Russian Camelot, Hanseatic, Earthlight, Fierce Impact. There's a lot to look forward to in breeding in Victoria. You look at the Golden Slipper winner, Lady of Camelot, so By Written Tycoon, who stands in Victoria. The Blue Diamond winner, Hayasugi, who was sired by a Royal Meeting, stands in Victoria. And on the weekend over in Perth, their biggest two-year-old race was the Karakata Plate. That was won by Bustling, who's by Foster, who stood in Victoria. So it's just, that early speed. Well, I suppose Victoria's always been associated with staying horses in the past. And I heard you just talking about before about, breeding to staying stallions. But I just think, we've got the early speed here as well in Victoria. And that's proven just with those race track results.
There's no doubt it's been a phenomenal season for Victorian-based sires. Absolutely. And it'll be a brilliant day out at Caulfield on Saturday as well. James, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Michael.
James O'Brien joining us there, who is the Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria president.